Good morning, world. Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here with another session of Prayer 2021 for today, which is July 8th. Our scripture reading for today comes from 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for your presence in our life. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. We thank you for Jesus in our heart. We thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus to the entire world, that whosoever would believe on him would receive the forgiveness of sins and the gift of everlasting life. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being called the children of the Most High God. And we thank you right now for this broadcast that goes throughout the world, touching people's hearts and changing their lives. Father, to you we give honor, glory, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, we've been studying what the Apostle Paul had been teaching us about the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Yesterday, we shared how the world calls promptings of the Holy Spirit your quote-unquote conscience. Now, the world believes it's your inner man that knows right from wrong, that's telling your mind what to do or not to do. And we discovered that it is really the Holy Spirit speaking to your inner man, your spirit being, that is actually doing the prompting. And the example I gave was of robbing a store. You know it's wrong, and all the way down to the store on the inside of you, you hear, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But if you follow through, suddenly your anxiety level's way up, because you are now afraid of getting caught. And you're suspicious of everyone you see and all that. Well, we learn that's because the peace of God, which is what we've been discussing, has left. The Holy Spirit withdrew the peace of God from you because he cannot participate in sin. He is not going to give you peace when you are willfully sinning. Amen? Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Glory to God. People out in the world, and yes, even some believers sometimes will look at us in amazement because they cannot understand the peace that we possess, even in the midst of trouble and turmoil all around us. They cannot understand why some of us enjoy more peace than others, even while going through tests and trials. They can't understand it because, the Bible very clearly says in Philippians 4:7, peace that passes all understanding. Amen. I've heard some Christians talk about, the tests and the trials that they're enduring, expressing worry and concern and confusion, not knowing what to do, simply because they do not understand this concept. They do not know how to pray and obtain the peace of God, which passes all understanding. They do not understand that if they would move into that position of peace, it'll keep their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, allowing them to have the peace of God even in the midst of their trials. Amen. I want to pray for you right now that you would not be like that anymore. Now that you know and you understand the role of the Holy Spirit in keeping you in the spirit of peace, the peace of God, that you'll begin to walk it out and live it day by day. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray this message today resonated with someone somewhere. Lord, it is always my prayer that someone somewhere would receive Jesus as their Savior. And Lord, those who have not yet experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I pray that they would receive that baptism right now in the name of Jesus with evidence of speaking in tongues, and then begin to experience the peace of God that passes all understanding, ruling in their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that they would know that when all hell's breaking loose around them, they can still maintain that peace of God in their heart, knowing that they have you as the Almighty Most High God, who is also our Heavenly Father. And Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise for that in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Shout amen somebody somewhere. Hallelujah. Do me a favor, leave a comment, rating down below. If you can take 2-3 minutes and jump over on iTunes, in the search bar, just plug in prayer 2021 and leave us a comment, rating, review right there. It really does help us to get the word out. Amen. And if you have or you're thinking of starting a Christian podcast, jump over on podcastforchrist.com. A lot of great information right there that'll help you and get you started. Amen. Till next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you again from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 in the Living Bible to always keep on praying. Be blessed, folks. Talk again tomorrow.